Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
I like it a lot because it gets the defense kind of off guard because they have to hurry up and get their calls in. And if they don't get a call in, we're already running a play, and so guys might not be set. So it's pretty much a good advantage for us to do that type of thing. I think it is just, you know, not a whole lot like the whole half or something or a whole game, something like that. But you do have to get used to blocking guys full speed, you know, breaking tackles that way full speed, and get used to hitting people and getting hit that way. So it is pretty beneficial. You don't want to go into the season where you are kind of rusty when you haven't done any, you know, full speed tackling on in preseason. No, I don't feel any added pressure. You know, I just continue about my game like I've always done, and just to make positive plays. You know, at running back, you just want to move the chains, basically. You don't want to have any negative plays, and you know, continue to move the ball down the field. And you know, it's, in this sport and in this game, you got to have next man up mentality. So when people are down, somebody has to step in, and it's their opportunity. It's not an obstacle. It's kind of their opportunity to step up and make something of themselves. I was encouraged that, you know, we're not just going to call run plays just to call them. We're going to call them in the best situations and in the right times. And that's when you get, you know, explosive plays like, you know, that Sonoris had, and a few 15, 20-yard runs like Jaquiz had and stuff like that. So it's not always going to be there every play. You know, you're going to have 2-3-yard game, 1-yard gains, and then they start popping loose at the end. Yeah, all the running backs, you know, they did a good job up there. And, you know, it was a good thing to see Sonoris actually break out and be able to use his speed and stuff like that. So it was good to see him do that. Just like I said, like developing as a team some toughness. You know, he's been around football for a long time. And, you know, he was used to camp back in the old days when it was two-a-days and, you know, there weren't no days off and breaks and stuff like that. And so, you know, when you hear from a guy like that, you don't go out there on hot days or something like that and want to feel sorry for yourself, because, you know, we all been through those days. You know, some of the young guys haven't, but, you know, we've all been through those. So we know how bad it, you know, how hard it used to be and how it is now, and that we can continue to work every day and get better. And so if you got a tough team who's mentally tough as well as physically, you can overcome a lot of things that, you know, talent-wise you might not have. So.